It's still difficult to get into some parts of this coastal area, which was hard hit by Hurricane Sandy. But voters who remain in the area are able to vote here at a local fire station. Don Giuolo came early.
Besides being our duty, it's also a privilege. And whether I like either candidate or neither candidate, I try to make the best choice possible.
She's not enthusiastic about voting by mail or online.
I don't know. There's something about coming to the polling place and casting your ballot that is so very important.
Jennifer Jumgochian is a first-time voter. She might have voted by absentee ballot, but for the storm.
I go to school in New York, so I came to check on my parents and the town, and then decided to vote while I was here.
In spite of the disruption of the storm and the power outages and transportation problems, most of the people coming out here to vote in New Jersey today do it because they say it's their civic duty. Patriotism motivated Jack and Anna Powell.
A lot of people died for our freedom.
It's a right that we have in this country that was given to us, and I think everybody should use it.
Across the water in New York City, Leslie Harper expressed a similar view.
It's very important because it's very important for the country, and I wanted to vote today.
David Scott says voting in the city has been easy for those outside the worst-hit storm zones.
I think that most people will be able to find a place to vote, and I know that the city's working hard, and they open the polls on Sundays so you could vote early and get it done.
Officials in both states say every effort is being made to ensure that the hurricane does not rob anyone of the right to vote. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey.